A reporter talking on the radio.
I'm standing here in Church Avenue with about 30 other media people, but by the look of the place, there isn't anybody in. Nobody's quite sure if he'll be back later this afternoon or whether he's spending the weekend away, perhaps at a luxury hotel in the city centre. What does seem clear, though, is that he's unlikely to play in Sunday's big match. Otherwise, these TV crews would be waiting at the gates of the club's training ground to film him. Not here. I'm standing here in Church Avenue with about 30 other media people, but by the look of the place, there isn't anybody in. Nobody's quite sure if he'll be back later this afternoon, or whether he's spending the weekend away, perhaps at a luxury hotel in the city centre. What does seem clear, though, is that he's unlikely to play in Sunday's big match. Otherwise, these TV crews would be waiting at the gates of the club's training ground to film him. Not here.
2. You hear a woman talking about travelling to work every day.
The traffic into town is getting worse all the time, so the train was the obvious alternative. I'd kind of assumed I'd be able to sit back and relax with a newspaper and a cup of coffee, maybe chat with my fellow passengers and so on. But actually, most mornings it's standing room only with everyone squashed together, the conversation usually limited to, "Excuse me." Somebody is always pushing, and you spend half your time trying to avoid falling over, so that by the time you arrive, you feel as though you've already done half a day's work. The traffic into town is getting worse all the time, so the train was the obvious alternative. I'd kind of assumed I'd be able to sit back and relax with a newspaper and a cup of coffee, maybe chat with my fellow passengers and so on. But actually, most mornings it's standing room only with everyone squashed together, the conversation usually limited to, "Excuse me." Somebody is always pushing, and you spend half your time trying to avoid falling over, so that by the time you arrive, you feel as though you've already done half a day's work.
3. You overhear a woman talking on the phone.
"Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm just not prepared to pay for items I didn't receive. As you say, I ordered the DVDs a fortnight ago, and when I did so, I gave your sales department all the details they needed to deliver them to the right address, and it's not my fault if they sent them somewhere else. The only mistake I made was in dealing with your company in the first place. Next time I want things like that, I'll buy them online instead, like most people do these days." "Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm just not prepared to pay for items I didn't receive. As you say, I ordered the DVDs a fortnight ago, and when I did so, I gave your sales department all the details they needed to deliver them to the right address, and it's not my fault if they sent them somewhere else. The only mistake I made was in dealing with your company in the first place. Next time I want things like that, I'll buy them online instead, like most people do these days."
4. You hear a man talking about reading books.
"I'm an editor in a publishing company, and this month I'm working particularly hard on a rather long novel. So it may seem a little surprising that my favourite way of relaxing in the evenings is to sit down somewhere quiet with a good book. Whenever I can, I go into the study and settle down to read for as long as possible. I just wish I could do so more often, as I'm the kind of person who needs to get away from other people for a while. But these days, I'm usually just too busy helping out with the housework and the kids." "I'm an editor in a publishing company, and this month I'm working particularly hard on a rather long novel. So it may seem a little surprising that my favourite way of relaxing in the evenings is to sit down somewhere quiet with a good book. Whenever I can, I go into the study and settle down to read for as long as possible. I just wish I could do so more often, as I'm the kind of person who needs to get away from other people for a while. But these days, I'm usually just too busy helping out with the housework and the kids.
5. You overhear a conversation in a holiday resort.
The weather's been awful this summer, hasn't it? I'm not surprised people are looking so miserable. Those who haven't already gone home, that is. Non-stop rain spoils everything at the seaside.
I know. If I were a tourist, I would have left too. The place is half empty, and I've already had to reduce the number of staff.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yes. With so few customers, I just couldn't afford to keep paying their wages. I hated having to let them go, especially as I used to be a waitress myself. But what else could I do?
You had no choice. The same thing's happening everywhere around here. The weather's been awful this summer, hasn't it? I'm not surprised people are looking so miserable. Those who haven't already gone home, that is. Non-stop rain spoils everything at the seaside.
I know. If I were a tourist, I would have left too. The place is half empty, and I've already had to reduce the number of staff.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yes. With so few customers, I just couldn't afford to keep paying their wages. I hated having to let them go, especially as I used to be a waitress myself. But what else could I do?
You had no choice. The same thing's happening everywhere around here.